Earlier today, President Cyril Ramaphosa launched the SAFE initiative, and we are acronym mad, so SAFE is an acronym for Sanitation Appropriate for Education. This was following a March direction to the Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga to conduct a rapid audit and then implement an equally rapid plan following the death of a five-year-old girl in a pit toilet at a school in the Eastern Cape. That followed a few years after the death, the sort of more public death of Michael Komape in a pit toilet in Limpopo government. Hopalong Selebalo is co-head of research at Equal Education. They're very, very involved in this matter. Hopalong, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
Are you happy with the time frames? Originally, Cyril Ramaphosa said in 2018. He's now added another couple of years to that. Are you satisfied with a sense of urgency on this?
We are satisfied, of course, happy with any initiative that looks to address the school infrastructure crisis that we're facing, particularly around sanitation and pit latrines in particular. But the protest that we held today at the venue was basically to try and understand how this initiative could possibly run in parallel with the norms and standards for school infrastructure, which have existed since November 2013, and the fact that the minister and her MECs are now appealing a court judgment that came out last month that fixed the loopholes that are contained in the norms and standards for school infrastructure. So on one hand, you've got the minister saying, yes, we want to address the issue of pit latrines as a matter of urgency. On the other hand, she's going back to court, or she would like to go back to court to fight a court judgment that basically compelled her to do just this. I mean, the irony, the contradiction.
And part of the problem seems to be that they don't really know how many schools have pit latrines and how many pit latrines there are, so how much work needs to be done. There have been various sets of figures which have been put on the table. This new rapid sanitation audit says there are 4,108 schools with pit toilets. In March, they told us it was 8,500. In April, they told it was 5,800. And then now the latest figure is 4,108. And I do ask myself, if they can't even get that stat consistent, what chances that they're going to be able to do the work which is necessary in the time frame which has been set, which is 2 years.
Precisely. I mean, the fact that, I mean, from 8,000 to 4,000, and knowing the pace of delivery by the DBE, I mean, there's so much contradictory information that they put out. And even more alarming is the fact that the minister had to call for an audit. The norms and standards required the provincial departments, education departments, to put out information relating to the number of schools that needed to be upgraded, the number of pit latrines that needed to be replaced with adequate sanitation. So this information should have been at hand from a while ago. The first reports were supposed to have come out in 2015, but we had to hire for those reports. They came almost a year later than they were supposed to, than they were due. So there's also that element in it. We are duplicating work consistently, and on top of that, we're not getting the information correct.
And the slow pace of progress in converting some schools with pit toilets to schools with vaguely decent sanitation facilities doesn't give me a great deal of optimism that whether it's 4,000 or 8,000, that they are going to be able to replace those 4,000 or 8,000 with proper sanitation facilities. I don't know the extent of the cooperation with the private sector. I don't know who's going to be taking the lead on this. I presume government is going to be taking the lead. But yeah, it's nice to have a commitment, but we've had commitments before, and this seems a very tight time frame to achieve quite a lot, which in the past has proved unachievable through lack of something or other.
Exactly. The president was referring to new technologies with regard to the provision of sanitation. He didn't really elaborate on what that meant. So that was one aspect of this discussion. The other, it seemed, was around raising funds, which from what we've seen through the day, that they managed to raise an adequate amount or a good amount. But the fact of the matter is this. The department has always been provided with adequate grants or money to address these very problems, and they never managed to spend it. And then, in turn, deliverables aren't met. So we're coming from also the perspective of it's not a monetary issue per se. There are like other elements to it that need to be corrected in order for this to actually be realized.
Hopolang Selebalo, thank you very, very much indeed, co-head of research at Equal Education.